I'd like to talk to you for just a moment about how you use this website. First of all, if you look to your left, on the left side of the screen, you'll see 8 buttons. These are the introduction, the fundamentals, proactive stewardship, impact analysis, assessment and review, the glossary, forms, and resources. Now, you're currently in the introduction section, and here we're just trying to get you up to speed with concepts, terminology, just get you psyched up for your continuity and disaster response planning. The fundamentals, proactive stewardship, impact analysis, assessment, and review, that is the actual training itself. Later on in the introduction section, under the what you're getting into section, you can find another audio file and some more explanation of what you'll need to do and a brief description of the modules of the training. We've also provided you with a glossary that contains definitions of a lot of the terminology you may hear when people are discussing continuity planning and disaster recovery. Throughout the training, you'll be asked to download forms that you'll need to fill out. These are exercises or simply informational sheets that you'll want to include in your continuity planning and disaster recovery binder. Within the text of any page that has a form, the link will be in blue, and you can just click that, and it will download directly to your computer. On the forms page, all the forms that you'll use in this training are provided in a single spot. And then lastly, the resources section. It's a lot of links to other websites that have additional training material that you may find helpful. Now, if you look to the top of the screen, underneath the banner, you'll see 4 buttons: back, top, next, and audio. The back and next buttons just simply navigate through the individual sections of the training. And the top button simply will take you back to the top of the page. On any page that has audio content, the little 4th audio button will be there. And if you click on that, you'll be able to access those files. Of course, you already know that, or you wouldn't be listening to this right now. Before you continue on with the training, we encourage you to carefully review the recommendations for users on this and the next few pages. These should help you with the training and answer any questions you may have. We hope that you enjoyed the training process, and we wish you luck.